Yes, Señor Presidente. Let me start by also expressing our condolences to the victims of the earthquake in Afghanistan. And let me thank the High Commissioner, Special Rapporteur, and Fawzia Koofi for their extraordinarily powerful interventions this morning. It's almost a year since the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan. And when it comes to girls' education, tragically, our worst fears have come true. Many secondary schools continue to be closed to girls, despite the Taliban's commitment that secondary education would be open to all by the 23rd of March. Afghanistan is the only country in the world where girls cannot attend secondary schools. As the father of three girls myself, I find that heartbreaking. An entire generation of girls who are missing out on equal access to opportunities, their hopes and dreams shattered, the gains of the last decades squandered. But education isn't, of course, the only way that women's and girls' rights have been cruelly curtailed, as others have said. Women and girls face increasing restrictions on their ability to work and to travel. Women cannot leave their homes without a mahram. Some remain trapped in those homes, facing domestic violence with no way out. Yet this suffering is, of course, not limited to women and girls. In August, the Taliban announced an amnesty for all Afghans, yet we continue to receive credible reports of former security force members being tortured or killed. Many Afghans, including religious and ethnic minorities, LGBT plus persons, and civil society activists, continue to face discrimination, harassment, or worse. The UK remains committed to supporting the Afghan people. We delivered almost £350 million of aid last year, and we will do the same this year. And we are allocating at least 50% of that aid to women and girls. We recognise the urgent need for funding to women's organisations to ensure that vital services are delivered to women across Afghanistan. Mr. President, we call on the Taliban to uphold women's and girls' rights, and we stand with those women and girls, and we commend their extraordinary bravery. Thank you.